Molly Smith, Artistic Director of Arena Stage in Washington, D.C.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We talked a couple weeks ago or months ago now at the beginning of coronavirus just about how it was, you know, affecting everything. But right now, let's talk about looking forward. This is for your spring-summer season. There's a lot you have going on. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of it, just give me an overview of, you know, why you call it looking forward and what is it, you know, generally.
Well, I had a realization, Jason, about a couple weeks into the pandemic that because our buildings were no longer open, we needed to have ways to get to our audience. And in the same way that we have a season at Arena Stage of plays, why not have a season online? And so I started looking at it as, oh, now I'm the artistic director of all of our online work. So one of the things that we looked at is you always need to have a couple headliners in any kind of theater season. So in the midst of this spring-summer season, we have two new films that are coming out from Arena Stage in the next couple weeks, which is pretty amazing. One of them is called Inside Voices, and that's from our Voices of Now program, and this is young people's stories in the middle of the pandemic. We have 10 different working ensembles of young artists that are creating these stories. And you can imagine how interesting the videos are because kids are really, really good with iPhones.
Is this just students around the area or?
Is this just what?
Is this students from around or who's making the videos?
Yeah, it's students around the area. So it's students from Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. They're already in these active ensembles that are creating devised work, and now the devised work is being filmed instead of being produced as theater pieces at Arena.
Nice. Okay, so that's the one film. You mentioned there's another one. What is that one?
The other film is called May 22nd, 2020. And I woke up, I guess, around 4 weeks ago, and I was reading the newspaper, and I thought, the newspaper is so good with little thumbnail sketches of people in their lives. And why aren't we doing that in the theater? So the idea came that we would bring on 10 writers to interview 10 people in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia for stories about their lives, who they are, and how they're dealing with the pandemic. Because this is a time unlike any other time in our world, right? And I don't know about you, but I can't even remember some of the things I was doing 3 or 4 weeks ago, right?
It seems so, like a lifetime. How is it only 4 weeks ago? It's a lifetime ago.
A lifetime ago. So this will be a snapshot in time of our region, which is unlike any other region in the United States. So we've hired the 10 best actors in the community to perform. I'll be directing 4 of them. Seema Swayko will be directing 4 of them. Anita Maynard-Losh will be directing some of them. And we've brought in videographers who are from the D.C., Virginia area as well. So it's hyper-local. And it's about our town. It's about our city. It's about our region. And it's unlike any other region in the country, right? So by making it so specific, I think it will make it into something that people around the country will want to see too. So we will be filming all 10 of the monologues. And the monologues fell into a particular story once we saw what the monologues were. And each one, they're no longer than 5 minutes each. So it'll be about a 55-minute film.
Awesome. I love it. All right, so those are the two films, Inside Voices and May 22nd, 2020. Looking forward to seeing both of those. Okay, so in addition to the two films, the Looking Forward umbrella also includes master classes. Explain what you got with that.
Yeah, we have master classes with playwrights like Craig Lucas and Eduardo Machado, Karen Zacharias, We have design classes with people like Alejo Vieja, with Joe Solosevich from Arena Sage. Sima Sueco is teaching a directing class. Let me tell you, Jason, we put out these classes. They're 10 master classes. Each class has two sessions. There are only 16 students in each one of them. Within 36 hours, they were all sold out. That shows how much interest there is in education in this area, but we knew that, right?
For sure.
The other part that's really cool is we are launching Arena Stage's Artist Marketplace. 95% of artists in the United States have lost work, and 62% are completely out of work. So Sima Sueco came up with this beautiful brainstorm that really what's missing is the delivery system for artists to get their work seen by audiences. And so we're now having a marketplace for things that the artists want to sell. Everything from drawings to paintings to actors calling you to do a monologue. One of our wonderful performers has said that she will do an entire show for you, a whole evening with Kate Baldwin. Ed Giroux, who's one of our finest actors, Washington actors, will teach acting classes on Zoom. I mean, it's thrilling what people are offering, and that's going to be launched next week.
And that includes Marsha Mason, too?
Yep. Marsha Mason is part of that as well. Yes, yes, Marsha Mason is. I mean, it's just probably 25 different artists now that have signed on. And it's a way for audiences to have something personal from artists that they've seen on stage that they've loved. And for artists, it's a chance to be able to make a living, which is what we all want to do, right?
Absolutely. Okay, so I mean, I think those are the three big things. It's the two films you're talking about is one, the master classes is another, and then the marketplace is probably the third big thing. Is there anything else from the summer, spring summer that you want to highlight?
There is Camp Arena Stage. Now, normally we do camp in person at Georgetown Visitation. We've been doing it for 15 years. Extremely popular. Because it's high touch, high impact with the young people. Classes in everything from claymation to Zumba to drawing to creating newspapers. And Anita Maynard-Losh and her team with community engagement began talking pretty early in the pandemic that, boy, we may need to do this online. So they've created a whole program online. And she said, you know what, Molly, I'll bet that we could have set this up in such a way so that there are morning or afternoon classes, and this way people from different parts of the country, like from Seattle or from Oregon, could take afternoon classes, and it would be like the morning, which I thought was a great idea. Finally, people who aren't able to travel to Washington, D.C. to take the camp could take it in their own communities, and you know what's happened? We have over 200 campers so far. Half are from different parts of the country.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that whole program now has gone national, which is pretty exciting.
Absolutely. That's really cool. All right, cool. Well, I know there's no real easy answer of when you guys might open back to the public, but, you know, looking forward, you know, beyond, once you get through all the looking forward stuff, do you have any sense of when, you know, does the theater community as a whole have any, you know, optimistic marks for when they might return, or I guess we're still in wait-and-see mode?
You know, I still think we are in that process of trying to figure it out, and of course, we have to try and figure it out in such a way that we're able to host audiences again and host audiences large enough where you can have a great audience response. I mean, right now you can only have 10 people And so we need to wait until it's larger. But when we come back, we will come roaring back with great projects and actors who are eager to bring stories to the audiences, because I think everybody has been hungry for this, Jason.
For sure. Well, we are looking forward to looking. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, everyone, Molly Smith with Arena Stage, always great talking with you.
Great, Jason. Thanks for a great interview.